This week, finely honed competitors from around the globe descended on the Washington, D.C. area for the World Cup of Accordion Music. It's America's turn to host the Coupe Mondiale, a 60-year-old competition of young accordionists who come together to spread their wings and their bellows. The winners will perform tonight at the Kennedy Center, but if you think this means a polka extravaganza in the quarters of power, you're wrong. Here to tell us why is one of the competitors, 19-year-old Grayson Masefield from Auckland, New Zealand. Hi there, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
So this is no polka palooza, I take it?
No, this is the Coupe Mondiale of accordion, and has many different classes for both classical accordion and variety.
So this is serious competition.
Yes, we have a very serious class. We must play very classical music and lots of things like Pachelbel, Scarlatti, Mozart, or Chopin.
When I think of accordion, I've always enjoyed hearing Cajun musicians play.
Yeah.
Or polka, or something that you might see in a bar. I don't picture a classical instrument.
It's not very well known, I think, in many places as a classical instrument, and people are always surprised to see what can be done on it.
What have you been playing here at the competition in the classical category?
This year I played a Chaconne, an F minor by Pachelbel, a sonata by Scarlatti, and two modern accordion works.
And you've got your classical accordion strapped on here. You have two accordions with you. Describe this instrument for me.
This is an accordion made especially for top-of-the-line classical work. It's a free bass system, so that means the left hand, instead of just chords, you can change it and you can have it into octaves. So you can do arpeggios, scales, chromatics, and everything, so that gives you able to have two parts playing full works.
Can you give our listeners a little sample of what you play?
Okay, so this is just the beginning of Chaconne in F minor by Pachelbel.
Lovely. And what else do you play?
A Scarlatti, a sonata in F major.
Thank you. Would you mind, I know that this is heavy and you have it strapped on, but would you mind switching to the other accordion just so we can hear the difference between the two?
Yeah, sure.
Now, explain to me the markings on this one. This is bright orange and green and yellow, almost fluorescent. Does this glow in the dark?
Nearly. No, it's just it's a different design just to grab people's eyes. It's specifically made for virtuoso entertainment. It's different sound. It's musette, and it has a double bassoon, so it's good for jazz, French, musette, and all sorts of different sounds that you normally don't get on a classical accordion.
You say double bassoon. How would I hear that?
Single bassoon is, and double is, so it's quite a bit stronger when you have the two.
Will you give us a little taste of one of your virtuoso performances?
Yeah, sure. This is just the chorus of a French tango, Pondicherry tango.
Grayson Masefield, how long have you been playing the accordion?
I began when I was, I think, 4 with a small plastic accordion with 12 basses on it from the family, so.
What do you remember? What were your favorite things to play when you were first learning the accordion?
Oh, yeah, at 4 years old, you know, I couldn't really play anything. I'd just slam my fingers down and hope for a sound that didn't drive my parents crazy.
You come from a family of accordion players.
Yeah.
Like a family accordion band? Or
Not a family band, but my uncles play, my aunt played, my mother teaches, my father used to play, and my sister still plays with orchestras.
So was there ever any question that this was the instrument you would play?
No, I didn't have a say in the matter.
Grayson, would you take us out on one of your favorite selections?
Yep, this is Bumblebee Boogie.
Nineteen-year-old Grayson Masefield of Auckland, New Zealand, playing Bumblebee Boogie. He's one of the contestants in this year's Coupe Mondiale of Young Accordionists. To see who wins the competition, visit our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.